Well, yesterday, a UNHCR team traveled to Kalamata in Greece to interview survivors of what could be one of the worst tragedies involving refugees and migrants in the last 12 months. If confirmed, as many as 500 people might have lost their lives when a large ship went down in an unknown location between Libya and Italy. This incident might have happened several days ago, but it was only on the 16th of April that the 41 survivors that we interviewed were rescued and taken to Greece by a merchant ship.
Are they being treated? Are they traumatized?
The survivors are obviously very shaken by what they saw. Some of them saw their relatives dying in front of their eyes. They have gone through a terrible ordeal. They are now in being housed by the local authorities on local stadium in Kalamata. They have already been registered, they have received assistance, and they are being counseled by UNHCR on their legal options in Greece.
Can we just talk about the accident itself, what we know about it? So they'd been sailing for some time, and then they were ordered to transfer to a larger boat, which was already overcrowded.
Yes, what we know is that this particular group who survived were traveling on a boat that left Tobruk in Libya. They sailed for several hours, and while they were in the open sea, they approached a larger boat that was already overcrowded, and they were forced by the smugglers who were in control of the boat to move to this bigger boat, which was already carrying hundreds of people. And during that transfer, the larger boat became unstable and capsized and went down. And most of those who were on board, which are estimated to have been about 500, lost their lives. A few people managed to swim back to the smaller boat, and those who had not yet been moved also managed to survive. The boat drifted for 3 days before it was rescued by a merchant ship and taken to Greece.
And what is going to happen to these survivors now?
Well, at the moment they are being counseled and they have the possibility of applying for asylum in Greece, and we hope that they will avail themselves from this possibility. Obviously they are in need of immediate care and the authorities are already on the ground. There are local volunteers, also local restaurants who have been providing them with food and basic necessities.
What are their chances of asylum, given that they're from Somalia, Ethiopia, Egypt and Sudan?
Well, anybody has the right to claim asylum. Many of those who cross the Mediterranean are refugees escaping persecution and war, and they will be entitled to refugee status in Europe. Some of those who arrive in Europe have families here, and again, they will be entitled to family reunification, which again underlines the need for legal alternatives for these refugees to come to Europe. If they are entitled to come here legally, they should not be risking their lives in this way.
Yes. Last question to you. On the other side of the Mediterranean, the other crossing from Turkey to Greece, has that dried up now?
The numbers of people crossing from Turkey to Greece have gone down. There are still people arriving, although in smaller numbers than in previous months. At the same time, the number of people crossing from Libya into Italy has gone up in recent weeks, and we are monitoring this situation closely. We don't think it's the same people because the nationalities are different, but it's true that the Central Mediterranean route is becoming now the main route for irregular movement into Europe.